Blog Talk Radio. Okay. Can y'all hear me now?
We can hear you for the first time, yes.
That sucks.
What?
It's not been a good week, folks. It has not been a good week. So, okay. And today is a continuation of it's not been a good week. So, all right. I'm going to do what I just did. I'm going to do it all over again so y'all can hear me do it. Okay. First things first, I said calm down. Everybody just take a deep breath and calm down. Lisa Marie is in the hospital, but she's not dead, okay? And she had a quote-unquote possible heart attack. No, I didn't even say heart attack. A possible cardiac arrest, okay? Now, that can be caused by a myriad of things. It doesn't mean that she had a heart attack and that was the cause of it. There could have been another cause for her heart stopping. But the paramedics got there. They got her heart started again. She's in the hospital. They are taking care of her. She is alive. Just be thankful, okay? And please, calm down. Goodness sakes, calm down. There are a couple of other more serious things that have happened this week. Not that she's not serious, but she is in the hospital. She is under care, and she is alive, okay? Her representatives have not commented. So until her representatives comment on the report, they have not, the hospital has not commented on her condition. Her condition remains unclear. So let's not freak out over what nobody knows for sure, all right? Just take it for what it is and know that she's in the hospital, she's under care, she's alive. Those are the salient points. Later, her representatives will comment on the report, and then we'll know what is actually happening and what her condition is. They haven't reported on her condition yet. So everybody that's hearing this from TMZ is totally freaking out already, and there's really nothing to freak out about yet. Not until we find out what's going on. And as long as she's in the hospital under care and she's alive, there's nothing to freak out about. Just calm down and take it in stride. It's okay. All right? It's okay. You pray for her and she's going to be fine. She's going to be fine. So, no problem. All right? Okay. That point taken care of. And that's basically what I wanted to tell you guys. You know, until it actually commented on, until her representatives actually make an official statement, just take it in stride and know that it's happening, but don't be freaked out about it, okay? We just don't want to be freaked out about it right now. We don't want to do that. Okay. And let's see, Sue is with us already. Fantastic. Everybody's in the chat waiting and listening and hoping and praying, and that's just fine. Keep on doing that. Don't quit. She's going to be fine, you guys. She's going to be fine. And I have no idea, Susan, what's happened that you can't get on. It's not anything from my end. My mic's not working, so, you know, for what it's worth. It's been a crappy week. What can I tell you? It's just been a crappy week. And everything goes in part and parcel, hand in hand. You know, you pick yourself up by your bootstraps. You say a myriad of prayers, and you carry on. And that's how it has to go. Okay? Welcome, Jefferson. How are you doing, darling? Jefferson, are you there? Well, when you can hear me, honey, you just holler out hi, because I'm here. Okay. What I've got now, guys, is for earlier in the week, something happened. And you all know that starting in October, well, long before that, in August, Jeff Beck was on tour in the United Kingdom, and Johnny Depp went over and joined him and did the tour with him. And then they were here starting in October. Jeff Beck and Johnny Depp were on tour in the United States, October and part of November. And they were best friends since 2016. They met in 2016, and they were friends, best friends. They've helped each other through some stuff. And we got the report that July 10th, Jeff Beck died from bacterial meningitis. He was in a hospital in Surrey, England, where he lives. And they say he passed peacefully in his sleep. But that would, when you've got meningitis, that would only happen if he was drugged, because meningitis is painful. It's a spinal fluid infection that, you know, the spinal fluid surrounds your brain and fills your spine. It cushions your nerve system and stuff that goes up and down your spine. So don't know how he contracted it, but that is what happened to Jeff. And it's very, very sad. Jeff was one of, well, the ones I can think of, one of the three best guitarists ever. The three best guitarists. That says it all. Okay, four. Okay, I give you James Burton. I give you four. Okay. James Burton, Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, and Jeff Beck. And they're all four right there at the top of that list. And now we're minus Jimi Hendrix for many, many years. And James Burton has been quite ill lately. I haven't heard lately how he's doing, but he was in the hospital for some time. And now we have lost Jeff Beck. And that's a very sad thing, actually. If you're at all aware of the music world, that is a very sad thing to have happen, and it makes my heart sad that he's gone. Let's see. Let's do a Wikipedia report on him so we all know a little bit more about Jeff. He was born Jeffrey Arnold Beck on June 24th of 1944. And he died this January 10th, 2023. He was an English guitarist. He's from the United Kingdom. He's there his whole life. He was a member of Yardbirds from way back when, in the 60s. And he had a group called the Jeff Beck Group and another one called Beck, Bogert, and Apis. Never heard of that one. But anyway, in 75, he switched to an instrumental style of music and focused on an innovative sound. And he went for all kinds of music. Let's see, blues rock, hard rock, jazz fusion, and a blend of guitar rock and electronical. So, He, and right here, just repeating kind of what I've already said, he was ranked in the top five of Rolling Stone list of the greatest guitarists. And he was often called a guitarist guitarist. So Rolling Stone said he was one of the most influential lead guitarists in rock. So, you know, guys, he's been around for a long time. 1975 is the first year they've mentioned him here, but he was around longer than that. He's been around since the 60s. He was with the Yardbirds in the 60s. So it's a very sad thing. He received a Grammy Award for the Best Rock Instrumental Performance 6 times and the Best Pop Instrumental Performance in 2014. He received the British Academy's Ivor Novello Award for Outstanding Contribution to British Music, and he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, first as a member of the Yardbirds in 1992, and secondly as a solo artist in 2009. So we're very much poor for Jeff Beck's passing. And this is a quote from him. He said, "I was interested in the electric guitar even before I knew the difference between electric and acoustic. The electric guitar seemed to be a totally fascinating plank of wood with knobs and switches on it. I just had to have one." Now that's a true guitarist. That's a true guitarist. So, we're very much poorer for the loss of Jeff Beck. The music world is going to be missing a lot of good stuff because he's not out there to play it. So he learned to play on a borrowed guitar as a teenager and tried to build his own instrument. So he tried gluing 2 cigar boxes together for the body, and an unsanded fence post for the neck. Boy, that caused some splinters, I bet. You know? Mm-hmm. And then he painted lines on it. He was a very innovative little kid, yeah. Huh?
Oh, cute.
What, darling?
That is cute.
I know, inventive. He really wanted that guitar, you know? He actually went to Wimbledon College of Art in the 60s, and he belonged to a bunch of groups while he was there. The most notable became, of course, the Yardbirds. And you heard them on your radio all the time in the 60s. They weren't unknown. They were right there. And he continued, of course, he's been in music ever since, you know. And his second album was the Jeff Beck Group in July of 1972. And he recorded that in Memphis. So it's not like he stayed isolated in UK. But, you know, guys, it just makes me sad to know that he's gone. 2 months ago, he was on stage rocking it out, playing his guitar, and playing it hot. And now, 2 months later, she's gone. He's just totally, he's not there anymore. So his bio is way too long for me to spend a lot of time on here on the show. Go to Wikipedia and look up Jeff Beck. And you can see what I'm talking about with all of the things that he's done in his life. And it says here, John McLaughlin played guitar, and he played so many different ways. Let's see, Jeff Beck's influence, he says here, his influences were Les Paul, The Shadows, Cliff Gallup, Ravi Shankar, Roy Buchanan, Chet Atkins, Django Reinhardt, Steve Cropper, and Lonnie Mack. Now, I recognize about three of those people. I'm thinking songs I'm going to play for him. And you can hear those influences in his playing. You really can, especially Ravi Shankar, when he plays something influenced by Ravi Shankar, you can really tell. He was, Ravi Shankar made some albums of Indian music, not Native American music, but Indian music. And I used to listen to it. It was great. He was very talented, very talented. And, okay, he has been married to Sandra Cash since 2005. He had no children. He lived in Surrey, England, Riverhall, Wadhurst, East Sussex, which is Surrey, and he became a vegetarian in 1960. No wonder he's so skinny. Good grief. Anyway, he was always down at like the local co-op. And he'd be helping, and he'd be doing his thing at the co-op. And, of course, he drove his fancy classic car down there. But, you know, he was right in there getting his hands dirty and all that stuff, just helping him out down there. And, you know, I bet you could have found him at the local animal shelter, too. Now, that's total off my head. There is no report to that, but that's totally off my head. Okay. And what this said is that in a hospital near Riverhall, he died from a bacterial meningitis infection on January 10th of 2023 at the age of 78. Yeah, because he wouldn't have been 79 until a little bit later in this year. He was born in 44, June 24th of 44, so he would not be 79 until this coming June. Hey, you know what? That's when you're thinking in terms of your grandma and grandpa, how old were they when they died? My mom is 87 and she's still alive. She's beat Jeff, but she didn't have meningitis. You know, it's very seldom that they're going to beat meningitis. You know, I lost a baby nephew to meningitis when he was, well, he was newborn, and he was hours old when they noticed it. And it was very sad. So I'm feeling sympathy for Sandra dealing with this sudden, unexpected death of the man she loves. And and then of course his friends and family, and Johnny Depp, who just spent months with Jeff on tour, and they were very, very close. And it's going to be hitting a lot of people very, very hard. Anyway, in honor of Jeff Beck, I'm going to play two instrumental selections that he recorded. Well, he didn't record them. Somebody else recorded them because they were live on stage. And this one is Bolero.
Thank you.
Okay. And that was a live performance, and on YouTube they billed it his best performance. Well, I'm not so sure about that, but hey, that's all right. That's all right. They can say that if they want to. It's a matter of perspective, a matter of opinion, so that's okay. That's okay. We've got one here that he used to do at every concert that they just got through doing, because Jeff went out and did his bit for the first part of the concert, and then Johnny joined him afterwards, and they finished up the concert together. Now, this is one he did every concert, as far as I understand, and for everyone that I saw his part of, this was in it. This is called Little Wing. All right. He could really, really play. He had a real talent and an aptitude, no less. So, yeah, I am quite sad that he has died. But such is life. It's all part of life. It's all part of life. You've got to take it in stride and just carry on. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to trust in God to take care of the ones that go, and we're just supposed to carry on. So that's where we are. Okay, you guys remember the Bellamy Brothers? Please say yes. I don't want to be the only one. Well, me and John. This song, every time I hear it, it's always put a smile on my face. I love this song. It's fantastic. Here's the Bellamy Brothers doing, "If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?"
If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil? If I was dying of thirst, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you about the weather. Could tell you about my friends out on the coast. I could ask a lot of crazy questions or ask you what I really want to know. If I
It always makes me smile. It always makes me smile. If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against? You know, he's propositioning her. Pure and simple. Plain as day. Yep. Whether you got a nose on your face or not, it's right there. He is propositioning her. And I think it's beautiful. Oh, I love it. I wonder what would happen if somebody actually said that to somebody.
Well, I'm sure they have. I'm sure it's been said.
If nobody has tried that yet, they should. It might get him slapped, but it would be funny. Oh, it would be worth it. It'd be worth it,
nah.
I think. Anyway.
I don't think it would bother anybody, really. Not if they have an open mind.
Oh, honey, it would just make me laugh. Sorry, but it would. It would just make me laugh. You silly goose. What are you trying? Why don't you say it in plain English, and then I can answer it in plain English, and I won't have to beat you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I would really beat up a man. That's not going to happen. Okay. Especially one that was bold enough to say something like that, I'd laugh.
Yeah.
It would be totally hilarious. It would be totally great. It's, I mean, how can you be mad at somebody with that kind of a sense of humor? You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's true.
It's not possible.
Mm-mm.
It's not possible. So, no, I don't want that to happen. Thank you very much. Okay, let's, maybe I did it this way. Oh, Lordy. Yeah, it's one of those, how did I enter this really? Because it's not showing up. And I'm just going to have later because it doesn't like me.
Mm.
I probably left out a space in the. Okay, here. What did I do? Oh well, when when you spell grandpa with a square bracket instead of a P, that probably makes a difference to finding it, doesn't it? All right.
Yeah.
I knew I'd done something. The computer's not completely stupid, but, you know, just a little stupid. All right, here is the Judds. Yes, Winona and Naomi. And you all know that Naomi is gone now, but Winona is still with us, and she is trying to deal with the fact of her mother's passing and how it happened. And that would be a tough one. That would be a tough one. So anyway, here is the Judds doing Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days.
Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Lovers really fall in love to stay, stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people can, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray, daddy's really never go. Lovers really fall in love.